herself. Jacobson, the client? Rosie, how many times do I have to tell you?
You don't have to tell me, Rosalie interrupted. You're not my partner anymore. You're not my teacher. One day you'll realize that you're not responsible for me or my business, so how I choose to run it is none of your concern, she hissed.
If her insults caused him any pain, it wasn't visible on his face or in his posture. Like a statue, he stood there with arms crossed, unmoving since he'd stepped into her shop.
The man came to see me with blood dripping from his right ear. That makes it my concern. We help people, Rosie. That means the highest quality reagents. We don't allow our clients to supply them unless we're damn sure they know what they're doing. And we always have them sign a waiver.
I thought I told you I didn't want to lecture.
Leon huffed and fell silent. Seeing that he would obey her wish, Rosalie explained.
Let's be clear that I'm not the only alchemist who permits barter for service, especially in the case of someone like Jacobson who does, in fact, have a family history of healing, and who should have known better than to skimp on the primary solvent.
As Rosalie recalled, the tincture that Jacobson required to ease his pneumonia necessitated 236 milliliters of water from a river closest to his place of birth. It was true all rivers connected, somewhere, somehow, but that didn't mean that all river water was in the same energetic state. This was Alchemy 101. Jacobson hadn't made the effort to procure river water that was truly closest to his birthplace, and so the tincture was off. And there was no way for Rosalie to know, not when it came to the veracity of a liquid component such as that.
Besides, he's not going to die. I'm sure that you concluded the same after examining him.
You're right. He's not going to die. It's worse. He ended up going to a doctor.
He didn't want a remedy from you or me or any other alchemist in the county.
Rosie, you don't seem to understand what kind of thin ice we're all on here. If you did, you wouldn't make such irresponsible mistakes.
Rosalie suppressed an urge to roll her eyes. It was all such a familiar song and dance. Not just the admonition, but the implication that their profession of choice was withering away. When they'd lived and worked together, it was a frequent conversation. Alchemy is on its deathbed. Modern medicine is leading the way in healing. It's just a matter of time. We simply can't hope to have the same impact.
Yeah, Rosalie sighed, rolling up the sleeves on her flannel pajamas. She was exhausted by their argument, and feeling every bit of shame and embarrassment that she imagined Leon would want her to feel.
Get out of my shop. I need to...
She trailed off, no longer sure what she needed to do. Jacobson wasn't coming back unless it was with a court summons. She didn't have any orders to fill or new clients to consult with. Rosalie turned away from Leon and shuffled back toward her counter, where books, bottles, eyedroppers, boxes, and scraps of paper littered the surface.
I guess what I really need is to take a shower and clean up, she thought, feeling the defeat on her like a film of dust. It wasn't even noon. I wish you'd consider my proposal again, Leon suggested. I'm not going to your place under some thinly veiled pretense that you have to show me something important just so you can really try to make amends, or lecture me, or steal my latest recipes with the help of a glass or two of wine, Rosalie grumbled, sliding behind her counter and gently brushing several clumps of dandelion seeds back into a large glass jar. She moved her laptop off a pile of notes to a shelf below the counter, hoping that her busy work would be a clear cue to Leon that the conversation was over. Instead, he insisted,
What do I have to say or do to prove to you that it really is something important?
Rosalie looked up from the mess and met Leon's eyes. She tried to assess the sincerity there. She knew that if he was serious, she'd have to make him put something that he really cared about on the line.
Give me half of your family's book. Done. Leon responded, faster than it was possible to process the request.
Rosalie would have been astonished if she wasn't so pleased. She pressed her advantage.
No, I changed my mind. The whole thing.
That time, he paused.
You're asking for access to all of my family's formulae.